So why is social media gathering so much pace? Well, pure and simply because of what it is. It's social media. And we are, by nature, social animals. We like to communicate. We like to interface with other people. People like to write letters. People like to meet face to face. People like to talk on the telephone. And the thing is, with social media, there are so many different types out there. You can write. You can instant message. You can send emails. You can post on people's wall. And you can communicate for the first time, really. You can communicate with lots of people who you know at the same time and put messages out there. So things like Twitter, Facebook, for example, allow you to hit a broad number of people at the same time. And from a marketing perspective for businesses, it's brilliant because it allows you to communicate regularly with your customers, but also communicate up to the minute. For example, earlier today, one of the accounts I follow on Twitter actually posted about a cottage they have, a self-catering cottage that's available for hire. And they sent this link around, and I had a look at the pictures and thought, yeah, that actually looks quite fantastic. Almost straight away, I sent back a message and asking, you know, is this available, sort of thing. Now, it's great because they know that they've sent this round. I'm communicating with them, therefore I'm already interested. How easy is it going to be for them to convert me into a customer? Well, I would think fairly easy, providing the terms are right. So it's great that you can actually have that level of communication almost instantaneously with people. However, there is also a danger there, in as much as social media will happen online, regardless of whether you're involved or not. So for business owners, that there's a bit of a danger there. One hotel I did some work with earlier this year had the misfortune in recent years to actually have a couple of bad reviews on TripAdvisor. Now, that can have such a detrimental effect on your business. If you're in, say, the hospitality, for example, you can respond to it. I think the criticism was unfair, in fairness, but you know, it was placed out there. And the thing to do is to actually respond as soon as possible to any criticism that comes your way, and either explain or, you know, offer something to whoever had a bad experience. But the simple fact is, it will happen regardless of your involvement. So if you're not involved in it, if you're not watching it and you're not seeing, then what will happen is one day customers will start to dry up and you won't know why. So social media definitely growing in popularity. It will probably reach a peak and start a decline at some point. I think we all accept that. However, it's a great way for businesses, if you can grasp hold of this, to have constant communication with your customers in a way that enables you to get your message across to them all of the time, and also for them to interface with you and start to build that relationship that's so important.